Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Exiles at Home, The Exiles, Book 2, written by Hilary McKay and read by Marie Lawrence. Ruth Conroy was 13, and she was the eldest, which was sometimes difficult with Naomi, Rachel and Phoebe pushing from behind. If Ruth could have had one wish, it would have been for adventures. Adventures in faraway countries with exotic animals and mountains and forests and white towns and red roads and blue seas and ice fields and bright colours and interesting people with stories to tell. Ruth had never been out of England, but she knew about these places because she had read too many books. Next in the family was 12-year-old Naomi. Naomi lived one step back from real life, like a cat. Like a cat, she had many interesting thoughts, which she mostly did nothing about and kept in her head. After Naomi came Rachel. Her life was mostly spent in the hard work of looking after Rachel. She did it as well as she possibly could, because somebody had to do it. If any of the Conroy girls were pretty, it was Rachel. Not that anyone admitted it. Their father said they were all beautiful, and their mother said it wasn't how you looked, but how you behaved that mattered. Rachel knew they were both wrong, but it was no use saying it because nobody ever listened. Last of all came Phoebe, who was 6 years old and did as she liked, as well as anyone could with three bossy big sisters in a very small house. The Conroy girls went to unspectacular schools where they didn't work hard, although they always regretted this when it came to school reports at the end of term. The Christmas holidays began with the bringing home of school reports. Although these had been handed out in sealed envelopes with instructions to deliver them unopened, only Phoebe's arrived home this way. Phoebe was so serenely detached from other people's opinions of herself that the report on her term's work held no temptation at all. When her mother read aloud, "Phoebe continues stubbornly to ignore all help and advice," she glanced briefly up from the letter she was writing and remarked, "Miss always says that," before continuing, unruffled, with her message to Father Christmas. For several weeks now, a great deal of Phoebe's time had been spent this way. Outdoors was rainy, but the Conroy family were lucky enough to have a real fire in their living room. Rachel was still in her school coat, enjoying the way the steam rose from her sleeves when she held them close to the heat. She had been watching as her sister wrote.
"You should post it up the chimney," she said as Phoebe began to add the usual row of kisses to the bottom of the page. But Phoebe preferred to leave her letters lying about, where they could be discovered by her relations.